NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Lee County Fair wrapped up on Saturday with the final performance of the PRCA Rodeo, a historically attended concert featuring superstar King Brown and the Junior Livestock Sale. While the 124 animals taking part in the livestock sale were hoping for another record-breaking year, sales totals before add-ons came in right at $989,250, just shy of 2023's record of almost $1.1 million. Several animals brought in large bids from the buyers, though, including J. Lee Parker's first-place market steer bringing $25,000, Joshua Harris's Grand Champion Yearling bringing $20,000, Liam Stone's Market Swine bringing $25,000, Addison Goff's Dairy Heifer bringing $13,500, Bo Ballard's Market Lamb bringing $12,000, Max Alvarado's Meat Goat bringing $16,000, and Brooklyn Mason's Reserve Grand Champion Rabbits bringing $9,500, and Cade Knave's Reserve Grand Champion Fancy bringing $7,500. And the Lee County and Eddy County Junior Livestock Sales always have friendly competition to see who can raise more money for the kids. This year, the Eddy County sale, which took place on July 27th, came out on top with a total of $1,029,000 before add-on. But the Eddy County sale did have an extra 15 animals in the sale with a total of 139. Both the Lee and Eddy County sales will continue to accept add-ons for anyone wishing to do so for about the next month. Anyone can add on to the sale by contacting the respective fair office or county extension office and telling them you would like to make an additional donation. And fair season isn't over yet. The Eastern New Mexico State Fair in Roswell runs September 30th to October 5th. The Curry County Fair runs this week, August 13th through the 17th. The South Plains Fair in Lubbock runs September 22nd through the 30th. And the New Mexico State Fair runs September 5th through the 15th. And that's the way it is. For MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard.